So the Great New England Air and Space Show is returning. What are the dates this year?
July 14th and 15th, with a kickoff breakfast for the air show actually happening on that Friday prior to the weekend.
When was the last time the air show was at Westover?
It was in May of 2015. We had about 375,000 people here.
What are the highlights of the upcoming show?
We have the elite Air Force aerial demonstration team, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, and the Army's Golden Knights parachuting team that will be the main headliners.
And how many performances do they do?
They typically will do a practice show on the Friday prior to the weekend, and then a couple of demonstrations, one on Saturday and one on Sunday.
And so people have an opportunity to sort of get a sneak peek earlier in the week as they're actually up in the air flying around. You don't actually have to come over to the base to see that.
That's correct. They'll get here a couple of days before the weekend, and people will see them practicing. People will definitely know that the Thunderbirds are here.
And as far as the actual show goes, what are the particulars about the gates opening at the base and the duration of the show and that sort of thing?
Yes, on Saturday the gates will open about 8:30. We encourage folks to keep their eyes on the online thing that we have, the FAQs, frequently asked questions, at greatnewenglandairshow.com. The gates close right after the Thunderbirds fly in the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, right around that time frame.
So the advice is for people to get there early, get there when the gates open at 8:30 in the morning.
Yes, the earlier the better. Bring a lot of sunscreen. It's going to be in the middle of July, so we expect it to be warm. And the earlier they get here, the quicker they'll get in here. It'll start to get more crowded as the day goes on. And we do have a lot of large airplanes expected to be here besides our own. So the wings are handy sun shields.
So how many aircraft will be on actual display on the ground? I mean, I know that's a big attraction for a lot of folks to be able to come in and see this aircraft up close.
We'll have between 20 and 30 modern military airplanes, and then included in that number are a number of what we call warbirds, the World War II airplanes that make people, of course, very nostalgic with the sounds they make when they fly and their World War II appearance, too.
And people can actually tour the inside of some of these planes, right?
That's correct, including our own C-5M Super Galaxy. We have, by the time the air show happens, we should be getting the last of our eight remodeled C-5Ms, which are actually re-engined, I should say, and we'll be able to, of course, show that to people when it flies during the air show, that people will see and hear the dramatic noise difference.
As far as the logistics getting on and off the base, is there only one entry point?
No, there'll be several entry points. Because this is a large base, a former much larger active duty base, there will be several gates, Paul, for people to get into and out of.
And all that information you mentioned is available on a website.
Yes, our own website, which is really a longer URL than I could probably say on the air, but greatnewenglandairshow.com is also run by our folks that partner with us, the Galaxy Community Council.
Yeah, talk a little bit about how that works. You don't actually, the base doesn't actually produce the show, right?
We co-produce it with the Galaxy folks. They help put on the show. They're a nonprofit organization formed by a previous base commander, and they assist with our air shows and with our family days that we have.
So now the air show will be, as you said, it runs for 2 days, and admission is free, right? There's no charge to get in.
That's correct. Admission is free. Parking is free. Yep.
And so the Galaxy group actually is the one that does the fundraising for this, that raises the money that puts on the show.
They pay for a lot of the warbirds that come in, and for a majority of the show, yes. The Air Force provides the military airplanes themselves that come in.
So it's publicity for the Air Force, obviously.
It is. It's probably one of the best publicity vehicles we have. This is the first one in 3 years, and we're excited about about the Great New England Air and Space Show, which actually honors the Air Force Reserve's 70th anniversary this year.
And there is a significant economic impact to Western Massachusetts from holding these air shows, right?
There is. Just for 2 days, the 2015 air show pumped almost $15 million into the Western Massachusetts economy.
And it also produces, I know, some significant traffic jams, which I guess can be kind of the downside of it. So people need to pay attention to what's going on that weekend, because it does draw from a large geographic area, I know, and that brings a lot of traffic to the Mass Pike and to the exits around Chicopee and the air base.
Yes, we expect with the summer temperatures the way they are, and it being the middle of the summer versus May when we had our last show, I'm going to just estimate here between 300 to 400,000 people. So if people try to get here earlier, that makes a huge difference. But they also can tune into our Facebook page, which we'll have on those FAQs, which will provide traffic updates for the best way to get into the base.
Okay, so the countdown is on, and we'll be looking for that information on your website and your Facebook page.
The countdown is indeed on, and if I may, I'll just mention one more thing here about what's going on with that kickoff breakfast. We're going to be having a retired Air Force Colonel, Katie Coleman, who's a retired astronaut, and she'll be our guest speaker for the kickoff breakfast. People can get tickets for the breakfast through that website I mentioned, and we'll be having a naming ceremony as well for the first C-5M we received here last June. It's going to be called the Spirit of Chicopee.